This is the second episode of the series of podcasts, Do Migrants Have Human Rights Too? We've already said that migrants have rights before the European Court of Human Rights, but that many lose. The question arises, why is that? One of the factors we could look at is the Convention, the European Convention on Human Rights. This was an amazing step to take in the world, and in Europe in particular. 1950, that's when it was signed, soon after World War II, with the aim of preventing the horrible events which had taken place in Europe to repeat themselves. So there had been an amazingly large number of people, including government representatives, who were determined to take a convention which would give rights to citizens in Europe so that governments could not abuse them and could not descend in a state of dictatorship. So, amazingly, that convention was actually created. Who was it going to protect? Well, obviously, citizens, but not only citizens, because this was a convention of human rights, giving rights to every human being. One person who actually saw that and was determined to make that happen was an Italian representative who said to his colleagues that we needed to be very careful to make the convention protective of everybody in Europe. Why was it the Italian government who said that? Probably because many Italians were migrants themselves. They were living and working in France, Belgium, the United States. That was a very, very large population abroad. So the Italian government made sure that the convention's protection would extend to everyone. However, there was a price to pay for that, because as soon as the Italian government asked that, then the other government said that they agreed with that, but that nonetheless, aliens would not have exactly the same rights as everybody else. And the first thing they said was that they would not have the same freedom of expression and of association. Restrictions on their right to expression and to association could be restricted. That would not be against the convention. That was in line with what was happening in many countries in Europe at the time. Migrants could not be elected to position with trade unions, or they could not own newspapers. There were all kinds of things that migrants could not do. Moreover, the convention also said that migrants would be able to be detained when their entry had not been authorized, or when they were ordered to be expelled. Now, what's interesting is that I think in the context of the time, we're talking 1950, probably detention would have been for rather short periods, maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months, maybe just a few days or even a few hours. Today, migrants are being detained for really long periods sometimes. It can go for years. I don't think that the drafters of the convention had this in mind. But nonetheless, what happened was that with these two provisions being in the convention, I think, one, it reflected the imagination of the time, which was that somehow foreigners could be suspicious people, that maybe they should not be treated exactly like everyone. So that was something which was accepted in political and social discourse. But of course, if you start from this position that you think that some people do not have exactly the same rights as everybody else, you are not necessarily in an excellent position to defend their rights. And I would argue that this is what happens, so that when case law started to develop, somehow there was in the back of the mind of the judges this idea that foreigners did not have quite the same rights as citizens. And so this is what we're going to explore in the next podcast.